Today we are working with Mr. Murphy. He is one of our Labrador Retriever puppies, and he is such a sweet boy. He has learned some new commands, and he's learned a couple of tricks this past week. And so we're going to see if Mr. Murphy here can perform these for us, all right? All right, Murphy, come here. Come here. Murphy, sit. Good boy, Murph. Good boy. Did a good boy, Murphy. All right, Murphy. Hey, look here, Murphy. Look at, wait, Murphy. All right, shake.
Oh, that's a good boy, Murph. It's a good boy. Yeah, he's such a sweet boy.
All right, Murphy, now for the tough one, Murphy. You're sliding down. Murphy, come here. Sit. All right, Murphy, here we go. Murphy, bang. Bang. Oh, there he went. All right, good boy. As you can see, Mr. Murphy knows his commands and he knows his tricks. And the way we do that is through repetition. We do that through repetition. First, we have to control the eyes. And so we do that with a reward-based treat. And so we start off by controlling the eyes. Then we work on the commands. And so we do that by spending a lot of time with Murphy and by repetition, just going through this to where they become a habit and he knows them really well. And then, of course, he gets a reward. And who doesn't like a reward, right? Who doesn't like a treat? Me, myself, I prefer chocolate cake. I mean, I like chocolate cake. Really anything chocolate. But chocolate cake, that's my kind of reward right there. And probably would be Murphy's, but we can't give him chocolate cake. So old Murphy here, I'm going to continue to work with him this morning and see how he does. So Murphy, come here. That a boy, Murphy. All right. Shake, Murphy. That a boy. Looky there. Good boy. All right, Murphy. One more time. Murphy, look at me. Look, Murphy. All right, Murphy, look at me. Bang. Bang. Oh, such a good boy. Such a good boy. Good boy, Murphy. Good boy. All right. Good boy, Murphy. He is such a good boy. Today, he did so well, he gets two treats. Here you go, Murphy. Take those over there and take a rest. I tell you what, sweet treats are a great reward, aren't they? Psalms 119:103 says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." We too must train just like we do with Murphy, don't we? First, we need to spend time with our master or our teacher. How do we do that? By opening the very Word of God. As we read the Bible, it's as if we are having a conversation with the Lord. Next, we listen and watch for His commandments. But it's not just a one-time thing, is it? Training takes time. And like we said, even with Mr. Murphy, repetition. We must walk with the Lord daily through prayer and Bible study. And what about that reward? As we become more familiar with Scripture and we understand how it applies to our lives, we can share that with others. You know, maybe it's a friend that might be struggling with his marriage or a family member who is searching for help. You know what? People are searching for answers. And we need to be ready and willing to point them in the right direction. Maybe you are searching right now to learn who Jesus is or more about His unconditional love for you. The Bible speaks of His plan of redemption for our sins and the price He was willing to pay. The words of the Lord are described by the psalmist as sweeter than honey. Boy, and I love honey. And sweeter than the honeycomb. Share the Word of God with someone today so that they may taste and see that the Lord is good. Or dive in and discover it for yourself. We all need to be doing that. Now that's what I call rewarding. If you want to learn more about a deeper walk with Christ, check out more videos like these at lifeword.org or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Now I'm going back to see if I can get in there and get some more of that chocolate cake. Love me some chocolate cake. Murphy and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors. So I walked the dogs. Mm-hmm. I've taken out the trash.
Okay.
And I have cleaned your car.
Well, I think that's deserving of some chocolate cake. Good boy.
Yes.
I'll just get you a little small piece, though. Just a little small.
What if I'd have done something else? I'm a little bit bigger guy than that right there. Can I have this one?